Mount Olive Baptist Church, P.O. Box 5864, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. The deadline is Friday, July 31st at 12 noon. The Mount Olive Baptist Church of Alexandria is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Hello, Governor John Bel Edwards here. As you have heard, Louisiana will remain in phase two for the next few weeks. The number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are increasing, and we must do all that we can to reverse that trend. Wear your mask, social distance, and frequently wash your hands. These mitigation measures work. Let's be neighborly and work together to slow the coronavirus spread. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Mark Spivey, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Do you think you could move out of God's love? Do you think you can actually cause God's love to go on hiatus from you or anyone? Do you know that you are surrounded by the unbelievable love of God? Check out Romans 8, 38, 39, which says, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I believe Paul wrote this because the Romans were questioning how all-encompassing God's love really is. They must have been thinking there was a chance that you could do something and be taken out of God's love. Not a chance. Hope says you're captured in love beyond your wildest imaginations. Let that love be your foundation, sending you out into the world telling others how loved they are.
This is what it means to live
whole. You know, I've got friends. And I've got friends that have a birthday today, and we'll get to the birthday list right now. On this July 21st morning, let's take time to say hi and good morning and happy birthday, Miss Katrina Whitaker. She's celebrating her 31st birthday today. Good morning, Katrina, and happy birthday to you. Happy 63rd birthday, Miss Kaizel Brown, on your birthday. It's a happy 35th. For Miss Brittany Mobbs, good morning to you and happy birthday. Miss Christy Tucker celebrates her 44th birthday today. Good morning and happy birthday to you. Happy 39th anniversary of birth, Mr. LaWarren Norris. He's celebrating today, I'm sure. Happy birthday to you, sir. Miss Paulette Bailey Wilson has a birthday today. We want to make sure that we recognize Miss Paulette. Happy birthday to you. Tiffany McCall made the birthday list today. She's 42 years young. Good morning and happy birthday. Miss Brianna Ellis is on the birthday list. Good morning and happy birthday to you. And rounding out the birthday list as we know it is Miss Yvette Renee. Good morning to you and have a wonderful birthday, my friend. And to all the birthday people, if we did not call your name, we sincerely apologize. We hope that you'll get on the birthday list on the next time, okay? All right. And for all the birthday people, we want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And of course, if you happen to run across any of the birthday people, if you think it's safe to do this, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash money to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. You know, for those of us of the faith, I ran across a piece of scripture that is really important, and it's worthy of us noting that we should do this all the time. Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Colossians 4, 5 and 6. The Message Bible says it this way. Use your heads as you live and work among outsiders. Don't miss a trick. Make the most of every opportunity. Be gracious in your speech. The goal is to bring out the best in others in a conversation and not to put them down and not to cut them out. It's important how you talk to people, especially those who are not familiar with Christ or who don't have a relationship with God. Our conversation with them has got to be smooth. It's got to be uplifting, and it's got to be filled with words of life. Learn to speak life today, will you? Thank you so much for joining us here on the Wade Hampton Show. It's been such a pleasure to bring this program to you today. And I'm going to be right back here tomorrow to do it again, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas, as you lock your radio down right here for the remainder of this day. Remember this, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
I'm waiting.
want to invite you to check out The Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp. Right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
I find space for what I treasure. I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities, and Jesus, you're my number one. So I will make room for you. I will prepare for two. So oh.